This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to ask you, sir, you were at a church event. This was this past Saturday night.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Now, this was a school Halloween function the adults attended to raise money for the school?
Yes, sir. It's an annual Halloween event that we have for our school. It raises money for the building. We're building a youth center for dances. And it was a costume contest, which I personally usually don't care about costume contests because I believe, you know, just being yourself. But I had heard that they were going to give away a first prize this year. And, you know, every year they have prizes for these things.
Right.
And this year they were giving away a HD TV, which high-definition TV that had a built-in DVD player, and I really wanted one, and I told my wife that I had always wanted one. In fact, one of the reasons my wife had never wanted me to get one, I had wanted one for my birthday this past summer, but she wouldn't get it for me.
Well, they're pretty expensive, the big HD TVs.
It's not that we can't afford, but she wouldn't get it.
Why not?
She just wouldn't get it. You know, she said she was angry at me. She had blamed me, basically, for a film that she found. It was a XXX film that she found. And my son had been watching it.
Oh, boy.
Well, she didn't understand the world. And I was looking at the XXX movie for the content to make sure it was all right for the boys. But she wouldn't let me get the TV.
All right, your affidavit, sir, with the court, it names the Corona Mountain Chapel Church.
That is our church, yes.
Mr. Hanford Stinton, Mr. Roy Hutchins, who's a friend of yours.
Well, he was a friend of mine. And
all right, now this centers around your choice of a costume for this event. And my understanding is you wore a Ku Klux Klan costume to this Halloween party.
No, sir, that is not it.
Did you not wear that costume?
But that's not what it centers around. It centers around Mr. Stinton's refusal to admit that he was scared, and also Mr. Hutchins, who is one of the judges, who is a member of our men's club. He is also a liar, and it is in my affidavit, and I am technically also, if you have the affidavit there, Mr. Hendry.
I do.
I'm also naming Pastor Bill Snyder for willfully damaging my feelings and for making me look like a fool in front of my softball team as well.
All right, now you went to this event. It was last Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
All right, and you went to the event in a Ku Klux Klan costume, right?
Well, if I could back up just a little bit.
All right.
The day before, which was last Saturday, on the 22nd, I was on my property, and I was speaking to Mr. Hutchins, who lives next door, and I knew that he was one of the judges of the event, and I had mentioned to him a couple of new black families that was in our church, and we have a number of black families in our church, and we have two other black families in our church. And I said to him at the time, what do you think would be a good costume to scare some of them? And because I told him I want to go all out, because I told him, and I was sharing with him as a friend, I want to go all out for the TV. And he said at the time, and I'm quoting, I wrote it down, he said, quote, I don't know, how about a Klan costume, end quote. And that's pretty extreme. It would scare them. And he said, and I'm quoting again, if you do that, you'll take the prize, end quote. So that's a very clear statement that he felt I would win the prize.
Well, even if that is what he meant, that doesn't sound very honest. You know what I mean?
Well, but the bigger picture here, according to my attorney, was that he actively encouraged me to wear a Ku Klux Klan costume.
You arrived in this Ku Klux Klan costume. And was your wife with you? How was she dressed?
My wife was not there because she didn't attend the event because she was scared of the costume that I was wearing. And I told her that I'm not in the Klan, you know, and this is the first Halloween event at our church that she's missed. And I said, what are you afraid of, you know?
So she refused to go to this event with you?
She refused to go to the event because of the nature of the costume I'm wearing, which is the whole purpose of what I was wearing it for, on account of it's scary.
All right, so Mr. Bozell, you went to this event, and you went into the event with a lit torch or something like that?
Well, I had stopped at the Osh hardware store. I got some kerosene and an axe handle. I made a torch so it would be realistic. And I arrive at the event, and I had felt good all day because people... And then when I arrived, everybody's looking at me, and everybody was, you know, looking at me, and I was the focus of attention because I wanted it to be scary.
All right, and that's when you met Mr. Stinton and his wife and his two sons. Now, Mr. Stinton is an African-American, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you met him?
I met him, and I came up to him because he's a black man, and I was in costume, and I had the torch, and I made a joke because I'm in costume. And I said, hey, boy, what are you doing out after sundown? And it was all a joke. And
all right, so the man did not react positively.
No, well, he looked at me, and then his wife and his kids, they all looked scared, by the way, which was everything that I was trying to say. Okay? That's what Halloween's about. And I told my Mr. Hutchins, who was watching the whole thing, that Mr. Stinton walked away, and that's when Pastor Snyder came over, and Mr. Stinton had apparently complained to Pastor Snyder that I was in line, and I had my ticket, which was a raffle ticket, which I also wanted to get another thing that they were raffling off. And I had already purchased a raffle ticket, and Pastor Snyder had stopped me in line and asked to speak to me, and then he tells me that I need to leave.
Well...
okay, or change out of the costume. And I tried to tell him that that was the point to be scary. And I had this family, and they were all scared. And he was totally not on my side, not on my side at all.
All right, now, at this point, you saw Mr. Hutchins, the guy you say encouraged you to wear the Klan costume.
Yes, I did. I saw Roy Hutchins of Corona, California. He was standing near the kitchen, which is the church kitchen. And he was smiling, and then I knew that he thought I was funny, and the whole thing was all set up and everything.
All right, I'm speaking with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who is filing a lawsuit against his church, which is the Corona Mountain Chapel Church, for willful damage, for emotional damage. You're looking for damages. You wore a Ku Klux Klan costume to your Halloween party, thinking that it would be really scary. You apparently did either scare or offend.
Well, no, I didn't. I believe I scared them. Okay, and that's the whole point.
All right, well, in either way, there was a complaint by a black family. Your pastor asked you to take the costume off. And I want to get into what happened there. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Now, Mr. Bozell, a Ku Klux Klan costume, to my thinking, represents something that is terribly frightening to African Americans, but it also contains an element of offense, you know?
Well, that may be, but the point was to have the best, scariest costume. The church reneged on their promise that the scariest costume would be awarded. I was never allowed to participate in this costume contest. I was never allowed to participate to win the high-definition television set. But this is not really about winning a TV set, Mr. Henry, or a costume party. This is about respect of a man who has done the job the best way he knew how, and people just want to, you know, just spit on it and spit all over it because they're angry that I scared them.
All right. Now, I want to say, you saw Mr. Hutchins, and he was smiling and laughing, and you felt as if he'd betrayed you by suggesting this costume.
That is correct.
Now, you say at the time you suffered emotional damage.
Yes, sir.
What happened next that caused that?
Yes, sir. I felt that I had been attacked, and that's when I was being laughed at. And I remember I just turned, and I went as quietly as I could over to my car, and I arrived at my car, and I found that I had locked the keys to my car inside of the car, and that's when I broke down.
Now, when you say you broke down, was this a nervous breakdown?
No, sir. I just stood there, and I was. I remember I was weeping, and I decided when Pastor Snyder told me to take the costume off, I said, "Okay, I'll take the costume off," and that's what they wanted me to do.
All right.
And that's what's unfair. He wanted me to take it off, and I did, and now he complained about that.
All right, but the point is, when you took that costume off, the pastor said you had no clothes on underneath, right?
No, sir, I did not. And because I didn't think I was going to be having to strip down in a parking lot. Man, I mean, my family and I have suffered through this. My wife and I are, you know, at odds over this.
But I got to ask you something, sir. You're not wearing any clothes on.
Sir, I did not go to a Halloween party thinking I was going to take my clothes off. When I was told by the pastor to take off the costume because it was offending people, I told him, no, it's scary, it's not offensive. He said to take it off. So I took it off. And I wasn't wearing any clothes, and I'm sorry about that. I had a T-shirt on, and I had on some shoes and socks.
All right, I understand. You weren't wearing any underwear is what you're saying.
No, sir, I was not. No, sir.
All right.
The pastor came over, and I'll never forget his words. He said, I'm going to call your wife to come and get you. And I said, I don't think that's fair. He says, I'm going to call your wife to come and get you. So for 20 minutes, I'm standing there with no clothes on. And my lawsuit is going to cover all of this. And when I'm done, I will assure you that the Corona Mountain Chapel Church will not exist no more because of what they put me through.
I don't want to get into the whole thing. You know, it just seems curious to me that, you know, if the pastor told you to take the costume off.
Well, this isn't really what it's about, Mr. Henry. That was something he did that I'm going to deal with him. You know, I'm going to sue him as well for emotional cruelty because he basically made me strip down. And
well, he didn't. He wanted you to get the costume off because it was offending this family.
Well, that's what he said, but I kept telling him, and I kept telling him, and I kept telling him. Now, all the while, Hutchins stood there laughing and smiling, and right now I can see it. I said to him that it was a scary costume.
Do you understand the concept of how offensive this is, right?
No. Anybody that says a Ku Klux Klan costume is offensive is saying, okay, yeah, that's right, but it's also scary. It's also scary. Isn't that what the point was?
All right, I understand what you're saying. It was a frightening costume to be seen in.
Yes, sir.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll go to a phone call now. On the line is Andrea. Andrea, you're on with Stephen Bozell on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Oh,
yes, ma'am.
I didn't realize that I would be put online. I've never called into a radio show before because I've never actually had such strong feelings about a subject before. I can't even believe that an adult would ever think that it was okay to put a Ku Klux Klan costume on and wear it in public.
Ma'am, it was a Halloween costume party. Don't you understand? I mean, that doesn't mean that that's who I am. It's a costume that I'm wearing. It's like wearing a Nazi uniform or, you know, it's a throwback. And I was trying, and they were giving a prize out for the scariest costume.
Scary is one thing. Offensive is a different thing. A Ku Klux Klan costume is offensive.
Wait a minute. You're white, so how do you know? If you're black, it'll scare eight shades of BM out of you. And this black family.
All right, so you were scaring a black family.
Well, I could tell it scared everybody.
What kind of scary are you looking for, sir?
Scary. I mean, isn't that supposed to be scary?
Scary as in Halloween scary is a very different thing than scary as in Ku Klux Klan costume.
Wait a minute.
Scary.
Scary as in Halloween scary. Okay. In the movie Halloween, he takes a hypodermic needle and he sticks it in the girl's eyeball. Oh, yeah, that's really a lot of fun. God.
So wearing your Ku Klux Klan costume is scary fun scary?
Ma'am, do you think the movie...
That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you saying the movie Halloween is fun scary?
Well, wait a minute. I think I understand Andrea. Andrea is saying, as in ghosts, as in skeletons, as in witches, you know?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, when they say... See, there you go. And that's why my attorney is looking into the wording of the costume party. They said scary. Nobody said anything about, you know, don't be too scary.
No, to me, it's not scary. To me, it is 100% offensive.
Ma'am, if you saw somebody in a Ku Klux Klan costume coming toward you with a torch and say you were black, and he said, what you doing out after sundown, boy? You tell me that's not scary? Jesus.
Well,
no, telling you, it's scary and it's offensive. And this is what I am trying to teach to my 12-year-old students, is to not be the exact person you are being right now. You are making it hard for me to teach students tolerance and respect.
Okay, there you go.
Wearing a Ku Klux Klan costume is offensive.
Ma'am, you're putting your failure as a teacher on me. No can do. No, I'm not accepting that at all.
You're a failure as a human being.
Yeah, you're saying make it hard for you to go into the classroom and spread all your baloney. And I'm trying to win an HDTV.
Wait.
And don't even mention the TV.
Well, ma'am.
It's right there. You're totally blowing everything. Don't let your lawyer hear you say anything about the HGTV, because it's obviously the only thing you care about.
Excuse me, ma'am. The fact
and
is, they had a contest.
No failures as a teacher.
Well, then why are you blaming me for your failure?
I'm saying, I'm not blaming you for my failure. This is what I'm teaching my kids. My kids are getting it.
You just said that
like
you make it hard.
You needed a teacher like me when they were 12 years old, because they would know it's ridiculous to walk around in a KKK costume, whether it's Halloween or not.
Ma'am, I suggest someday you slap on some shoe polish and have somebody come up to you with a torch. Then you tell me whether you're going to get crap in your britches, because I can tell you.
All right, look at
that. That guy deserves to be kicked in the...
All right, whoa. We just got the F word dropped on us.
Boy, see, right there is everything that I'm battling at the Corona Mount Chapel Church, and Roy Hutchins is giggling even to this day.
Well, Mr. Hutchins is in your lawsuit.
Yes, sir, he is.
And are you blaming him completely for making you wear this costume?
When I said to him, what do you think's going to win? He goes, you put on a Klan costume, you'll take the prize.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman wore a Ku Klux Klan costume to a church Halloween costume party. A black family complained. The pastor demanded that he take the costume off. He is suing for emotional damages. And by the way, when he took the costume off, the man was standing in the parking lot with a T-shirt, wingtips, knee socks, and no underwear. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I would call your station manager on that.
No, sir. No.
No, you told me.
All right, hold on for a minute. What I told you was I had an African-American woman on the line who agreed with you, and I didn't want to put her on the air.
Okay, and why not?
Because I have a lot of other callers that want to take exception to what you're saying.
So what you're telling me is you have a black caller who agrees that I have a right to wear a Ku Klux Klan costume to a costume party, and you will not put that person into the air to help me in this discussion.
I have a lot of other people ahead of her who are going to want to talk to you about their opinion.
Mr. Henry, that is patently unfair. You know it. My attorney's listening to this broadcast knows it. The people at the Corona Mount Chapel Church who got me to strip up, they stripped me nude in the parking lot in front of my family.
Because, sir, you took that costume off willingly.
I was told to take the costume off.
All right, and you knew you weren't wearing any underwear, right? I mean, come on, man. And you're in a church parking lot?
Okay, you can blame Pastor Snyder for that. That was not me. Pastor Snyder is the one that told me to strip down right then and there.
Why don't you just go home?
Because I felt I had the Constitution. I felt I had the constitutional right.
What do you think, Harry? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to, I have Jackie on the line. Go ahead, Jackie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I think your intention from the beginning was wrong, from the very start, because just like he asked you about, you didn't have any underwears on. I mean, why? Why couldn't you just put some shorts on?
Dear, because I didn't think anybody was going to tell me to take my costume.
Well, just like he said, you should have gotten in the car and left. But to me, it seems like you're making all kinds of excuses as to the stupid mistake you made. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm just merely stating that you made a stupid mistake.
Well, ma'am, if you could tell me what
and
I did wrong.
I
said to the pastor, can I drive home? He wanted my wife to come
and
pick me up.
If you were a member of that church, then I'm pretty sure you were reading the Bible sometime.
Yes, ma'am.
And you would have known that if it offends your brother or sister, don't do it.
Oh, but ma'am.
You know, so you did something that was offensive. And I'm not saying that you didn't have a right to wear a costume. I mean, you had every right to wear whatever you wanted to
wear. Why don't I have the right not to wear no underwear?
in this case, you should not have done this because, I mean, out and out, it is offensive.
Hey, Jackie, hold on for a minute, okay? Because we have to take a break. We'll get back to Jackie and more of your phone calls here. Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who's suing his church. He wore a Ku Klux Klan costume to their Halloween party, and he was told to get out and take it off. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Mr. Stephen Bozell with us from Corona, California, who has filed a lawsuit against his church. Dolores Blazengame is your attorney?
That is correct.
Now, you blame your wife for this entire thing, along with Pastor Snyder and Mr. Hutchins, because she was the one that wouldn't let you buy the high-definition TV that you wanted to buy, right?
Well, Phil, the way it happened was that I had asked, I want to buy an HD TV. She said no. She is using as her reason the fact that I had purchased a XXX adult movie that I was watching in the privacy of my own home. And she also said, well, that makes me some kind of a pervert or something, I don't know. So she said, no, she doesn't want to approve that credit card charge because my wife and I, she basically signs off on a bill. She's the president of our company, and we put a lot of our purchases through our company. And I said, why not? And she said, you don't have to ask me why, because she claims that when she came in and she saw me watching this was a Christy Canyon movie, which is, okay, you know, it's pornography. But she walks in without knocking on the door.
I take it, besides watching the movie, you were doing something else?
Yes, sir, I was.
You were alone, right?
Yes, sir, I was alone.
So she found the whole thing disgusting.
Well, it's none of her business, or I told her it's none of her business. And what has happened in the course of 2 weeks, she walks in on me watching this movie, and there I am with my underwear off and everything like that. And then I go over to the church, and I take my robe off. My underwear's gone. So I'm being humiliated nude two times by not just my wife, but also by Pastor Snyder, but she started it.
All right, let me go back to Jackie, who was hanging on the line. Jackie, go ahead, and we'll finish up with you.
Oh, this is a joke. This can't be, no.
I mean, what is this about? What is this about your wife walking in on you?
This can't be real. Bye.
Well, Jackie, I will tell you that...
She hung up.
Well, I don't...
Well, I mean, what you're talking about your wife walking in on you watching a XXX rated movie.
Yes, sir, because that's why she said she didn't want me to have the HDTV. And the lady who hung up on me and says that I'm not for real, I'm going to quote an old, black song, I'm as real will get.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is James. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about this whole thing. I can't understand or can't fathom how you can think that you're right. You know,
I'm not saying that the Ku Klux Klan is a good organization. I'm not saying that I agree with them. I hate them, you know, like any American should. I'm saying it was a scary costume, that's all. And if they're asking people to wear scary costumes, how come I don't get to?
Okay, well, here's my point. This is what enraged me the most and made me want to call. You know, you're saying that you're a Christian person, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but yet you're wanting to put this church out of commission. You're wanting to take this church away, correct?
Because they have slandered me as a racist, and they said, that I'm a dumbass, or they didn't say that, but that's basically what they're saying, and everything in front of everybody. And then the Pastor Snyder tells me to take the costume off there in the parking lot. What's that about?
Okay, is the church there for you, or is the church there for God? Who's the church there for?
It's there for God.
Okay, so by you thinking that you will win this lawsuit and dismantle this church,
how come they get to make fun of me? See,
if your pastor Snyder was to walk out there and say, you know, the top of the steeple over there that's 130 feet high or whatever needs to be cleaned, you know, I want you to go ahead and
Both of your phone. Can you gentlemen hear me?
Yes, I can.
Both of your phones went through one of those underwater things. Could you, James, repeat what you were saying?
Yeah, I was asking him if, you know, if you don't have to walk out there.
All right.
And to tell him to jump off the top of the steeple, you know, when you walk up there and do it.
Well, I'm going to be able to hear you.
See, both of your phones are doing a... Your phone sounds bad, too. And your phone, James, sounds the same way. You say something, James.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, now you're fine, yeah. Mr. Bozell?
Maybe I'll be able to...
All right, see, he's still... Go ahead, James, say what you were saying.
Okay, I was just wondering if his pastor would go up there and jump off the top of the building. He would do it.
Would you jump off of a building, Mr. Bozell, if Pastor Snyder said to do it? All right, see, his phone's messed up.
There's more than his phone messed up there, brother.
Well,
I mean,
I think Ku Klux totally off of it. And, we have Mr. Bozell. Are you there?
I'm right here, Mr. The gentleman's question, would I jump off a steeple? What is that about?
Well, he told
well,
you.
Well, I mean, you go in there without any underwear on. You know, number one, you sound like a number one rated pervert to me. You know, but hey, I'm not
why do you call me a pervert, sir?
Let's see. You said that you had purchased the movie for your son. How old is your son?
My son is 14 years old. He wanted to know the facts of life, and I said, okay, here you go.
A Christy Canyon movie, huh? The facts of life. You know, it's a probably a far shot in life that he's ever going to be around a woman like that, for starters.
Really. Okay, so my son's some kind of a gay boy that he can't get a woman?
What? I'm not saying that, man. What are you talking about?
This guy is totally messed up. And if he has an attorney that's really representing him, this attorney must be really hard up for business.
Sir, are you an attorney? I was laughed at, made to strip. Okay?
Okay, I'm not an attorney, but I do work for a certain organization.
Are you telling me you work for a nut house? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. I work for a law enforcement division.
Okay. What have I done that's illegal so far, what you can hear about?
Well, let's see. You got public nudity.
Wait a second.
How's that for one?
He told me to strip it off.
Wait a minute.
From what?
Why couldn't you get into your truck and take it off? Why couldn't you just get in the truck?
He wanted me to wait for my wife to pick me up.
Were you drunk?
So you have to wait outside in the parking lot, outside in the middle of the view of everybody in a church?
Well, he came out of there and told me, get that Klan costume or something like that. He told me, Mr. Bozell, would you take that costume off? It's upset some of our families. And I said, you know, I tried to cover up, you know, and then he thought I was making fun of him. And why? I'm sorry?
Why did he think you were making fun of him?
Because I took the pointed hat and I put it over my crotch. And
had you been drinking?
I'd had a little bit, yeah.
Because that might have been the problem. Were you drunk?
Oh, okay. So I'm not allowed to have a gentleman jacket and a water back. Is that it?
Oh.
You can have whatever you want, but don't be saying that you're a Christian.
No, but sir, where does it say in the Bible that you can't have a gentleman jacket and a water back in the service of your church?
Wait a minute. That's not the point. You were hammered on whiskey.
No.
Why else would the pastor say he wants your wife to come and get you?
That right there answers the whole story. The guy was hammered, didn't want the guy driving home, and he's sitting out in a parking lot naked.
Holding the pointy hat over your crotch?
Oh, okay, so now both you guys think that's a big joke.
Well, now that I know
No, sir, I think that you're a big joke. You know, I mean, the lady that called before, Jackie, you know, I think she was probably the smartest one out of all of us by hanging up on you.
Sir, all I know is I've served that church for the 8 years that we've been here in California. I have never done anything. All I wanted to do is win that, and I followed the contest rules to the letter, and now I'm standing with no pants on in a parking lot, and I got you, the host of this show, and everybody telling me I'm wrong, and I had on the scariest costume that they'd ever seen.
Okay, well, number one, I don't see how a Klan costume is scary.
Oh, really? Jeez.
You know, yes, really.
I mean, I walked up to that black family I had a lit torch, and I said, what are you doing out after sundown, boy? And you should have seen the
scary to me. To me, that is rude.
Both of you guys' phones, hold on. Both of your phones are messed up. Mr. Bozell? I want to ask you, you had the Klan hat over your crotch.
The unfortunate thing is my fertility was coming out through the eye holes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Do we need to break? 1-800. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449 coming out of the eye holes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Don't be bleaching out on me now, sister.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's what they
did he call the police, sir?
That's what the manager of the store said.
Did he call the police, sir?
No, sir, he did not.
Well, then I would, I would take that with a grain of salt.
You are admitting that you were drunk, that you walked into this liquor store wearing the Ku Klux Klan hood over your privates and said to, and asked the guy in the store, do you got Bud in a bottle? Did you say that?
No, I didn't. I don't remember saying that if I did.
So you didn't just stand in the parking lot nude. Then you start walking around with a Klan hood over your privates asking some guy in a liquor store if you've got Bud in the bottle.
And I was joking. It was just a joke, and nobody can take a joke anymore.
One minute you're trying to scare the hell out of people with a Klan costume and a torch. The next minute you're walking into a liquor store with the hood over your privates, asking about Bud in the bottle. What are you trying to do, man? Make people laugh or scare them?
By that point, they had humiliated me. I was waiting for my wife to pick me up, and I went over there to get some gum.
1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Hendry?
Fine, sir.
All right. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Listen, let me ask you a question. All right. First of all, did you know that there was going to be any African-American people at this party?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Why would you even think of wearing that if I'm pretty sure they'd be offended if you know. That,
because...
That's like you wearing a Nazi costume to a Jewish party.
Well, because the whole point of the costume party was to wear the scariest costume to win the high-definition television. And I figured... we have about six black families in our church, and I figure I come in a Klan costume. I know I'm going to scare a few whites. I'll probably scare the black peoples, and then I'm home free with the television set. That's what I thought. That's how stupid I was because my friend's a liar.
Right, I understand that. But look, let me tell you something. There's two types of scary, and this is a perfect example. Scary, fun scary. There's fun scary and just plain scary where you know it hurts. Fun scary is when I go to Disney World and I ride the House of Terror. I'm scared, but when I get off, I had a good time. I'm happy. The scary is when my little sister sees her dog getting run over by a car. That's, that hurts. And I don't think you see the line between that. You know what I'm saying?
See, the other thing I was saying about what my daughter said, and she said, Daddy, why are you wearing a Ku Klux Klan costume? I said, because I want to, scare people. And she said to me, well... You look like some kind of a ghost, see? So they're fun scare to her.
Wait, say that again, because both of your phones are bright. I got a problem with phones tonight.
I said that my daughter saw me in the Klan costume, and she said, are you a ghost? And I said, is that what I look like to you? And she said, yeah. So I could have been offended by that, but I wasn't. So she thought that was fun scary.
Your daughter's a little white girl, right?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, what is a Ku Klux Klan costume going to mean to her? As a matter of fact... younger generations of all colors of kids probably don't remember seeing those guys marching down the streets, all right?
So what are you guys talking about?
Because there are certain people you got talked to by this family and by the pastor because you offended the hell out of these people.
Well, I think that I'm entitled to at least some damages. $50,000 is all I'm asking.
Oh, so now you did it for the money, or did you do it for the TV set? Because it looks to me like you're doing it for the money. I don't think you're hurt. You know what I'm saying? I think you're going to use that money and just buy yourself a TV. That's my opinion. That's what I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they want this case to go away and not have it go to the Supreme Court of the state of California, all I'm asking for is $50,000 and court costs.
Oh, yeah, it's extortion. You're right, Mike. He's just extorting people.
Wait a minute. Are you calling, exactly. You saying this is some kind of a frame-up?
I'm saying you don't give a crap about justice. You want 50 G's will buy you a lot of crystal TV sets.
Oh, so now you're calling
me. Yeah, and another thing. You said you got naked, you got no crystal. Let me ask you a question. Was your family at the party? Were your kids at the party?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, sir.
Okay. At the party, was any of your family there?
My wife refused to come because she thought the Ku Klux Klan costume was too scary. See?
Okay. Who was there? Were any of your friends there? Any of your kids there?
Yeah, my friend, Mr. Hutchins, was there with his two daughters.
Let me ask you a question. What would even possess you to do that in front of those two little kids? Don't you have to lead by example? Come on,
Well, his daughters are 21 and 22 years old, so...
Okay, all right, I didn't know that, but I'm saying, for all the other people, you know what I'm saying? Come on, How dumb does that look?
Well, how come the pastor said to me to take off the costume? So I said, okay, pastor. I took it off, and I'd forgotten that I hadn't slipped on shorts.
You forgot you didn't have on shorts.
I forgot. I didn't have on any briefs.
That's not what it sounded like before. But how come? How come you didn't just go to the pastor's ear and say, look, listen, sir, I kind of don't have any drawers on. I'll go home and I'll come back. You know. I'm pretty sure
because
he didn't put a gun to your head.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure you didn't put a gun to your head and say, you know
no,
what?
No, sir, but if I go up to him that close and start whispering, then he's going to smell the gentleman Jack on my breath.
All right. Thank you. Your radio's turned up.
See, that guy's calling me an idiot. He got his radio all turned up.
Jesus. Thank you very much, Mike.
But see, I was bringing the whiskey in his breath.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's all I'm saying. At least Pastor Snyder should therefore at least absorb half of the charges about being nude.
Because he told you to take your clothes off.
Yes, sir. He told me to strip. And if you ask me, for a pastor to ask a man to take his clothes off, I think it's suspect and very...
Let me get a very quick call in here. Nancy, hi, go ahead.
Hi. Did he tell you to take your clothes off, or did he tell you to
remove
the costume?
No, ma'am. He told me to take off the costume, ma'am.
Okay. Asked you to take off the costume, that was your responsibility to inform him back that you had nothing underneath of it.
Okay, so I'm supposed to tell a pastor of Jesus Christ where to go. And I can't
do that. You should have told him that you were butt-ass naked. That's what you should have told him.
I'm going to tell a pastor of Jesus, hey, by the way, my butt's hanging out underneath this. Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. Otherwise, you get popped for being nude.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.